Now back to the Middle East. Joining us from Damascus live is Lina Sinjab, BBC correspondent in Damascus. Good morning, Lina.
Good morning.
Great. I wanted to sort of register the amount of delay there on your line. Thanks for joining us this morning. First of all, what's happening today? We have a report that the government is resigning. Of course, that doesn't mean that Bashar Assad is going to resign, right?
No, definitely not. President Assad is the president of the country, and he's going to assign a new government, in fact. But there aren't any clear notes on who is going to be in the new cabinet reshuffle. Of course, also in the streets, not only in Damascus, but across the country, tens of thousands took to the streets in support of President Assad to show solidarity and raise their voices for the country and for the president. But at the same time, in the last few days, there has been lots of tension taking place in different cities, and clashes continued with the security forces, especially in the city of Deraa and in the coastal city of Latakia.
We're talking live with Lisa Sinjab, our partner, the BBC's correspondent in Damascus, Syria. Yesterday we spoke, Lisa, with Reem Haddad, who's the Syrian Information Ministry spokesperson and director of Syrian TV. We were getting reports that there were clashes taking place in Deraa, a city you referred to a moment ago. This is what she said.
Nothing happened in Deraa this morning. I was surprised. I saw it on the headlines, and nothing happened in Deraa this morning. And Syrian TV, actually, we did put urgent news that nothing happened in Deraa this morning.
So,
nothing happened.
So international media reports that there are clashes. Syrian TV says nothing happened. Is that sort of the sense of how Syrian media is covering even what's going on today, Lisa Sinjab?
No, that's the issue. Over the last 10 days of crisis, starting on Friday the 18th, the news are contradictory between the government statement and the government stand and the government's version of the news and what is going out in the media, in fact, especially in international media. Local media here, even sort of independent media here, is taking the government's line in portraying their version of the story. But in fact, many people that you talk to in the streets and even eyewitness in cities like Deraa or Latakia say something different. Now, of course, the issue that is of controversy here is the numbers of death over the last 10 days. But there is definitely conflict going on. There is definitely a clash taking place. And we can't deny also reports from eyewitness and people who were shot at that the security is the one who shot at them.
BBC correspondent in Damascus, Lina Sinjab. Excuse me for misspeaking earlier. Lina, before we go, a commentator yesterday on this program said that his suspicion was that Syrians would pull back from the brink, that this is de-escalating, not escalating. Your thoughts?
Well, the problem is everyone, the whole nation is waiting for President Assad to address the nation and see what is he going to offer and how is he going to defuse the tension and put an end for this violence. There are words that President Assad is going to announce a lift of emergency law that has been in force in Syria since 1963, but people almost have lost faith. They want to see deeds and not words. And across the country as well, there is a great sense of resentment and anger, especially because there was death over the last 10 days.
Lina Sinjab, BBC correspondent in Damascus, the challenge ahead for Syrian President Assad. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.